The second order is the Gemara mentioned the second half of the epic Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. So the Gemara told the story of Nachum Ish Gamzu, and the Gemara said, "Amai Karle Nachum Ish Gamzu, the Kol Milsa the Have Salkele." Anything that happened to him, he would say Gamzu L'Toyv. And then the Gemara tells one story. Zimna Chada. Once upon a time, he was sent as a messenger to go deliver a gift to the Kesar of Roimi, and he had a gift full of diamonds and jewels. And when he had slept over at some inn, the people that were there, they gambled his diamonds, they gambled his jewels, and they filled it up with dirt. He shows up, and they wanted to kill him, and they wanted to kill all the Jews. Eliyahu Navi came, dressed up like a Roman officer, and he says, before you discard this gift, maybe this dirt is dirt from Avraham Avinu that he used to fight in the battle of the kings, the battle of the Malachim and Parashas Lech Lecha. Don't just discard it. So the Kach Hava was an unbelievable miracle, and he ended up getting tremendous, tremendous covet. And throughout that story, what did Nachum Ish Gamzu say? He said, Gamzu L'Toyva. He said, Gamzu L'Toyva. Rav Nachum Ish Gamzu had a Talmud. His Talmud was Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva had a very, very similar hanhaga. His hanhaga was, it's a Gemara Masechtis Brachis, Daf Samech Amud Beis, that anything that would happen, he would say, Kol Ma Da Ovid Rachmana L'Tav Ovid. Anything bad that happened, he would say, Kol Ma Da Ovid Rachmana L'Tav Ovid. And there too, the Gemara just gives an example. The Gemara says, Ki Had Rabbi Akiva Da Hava Kazal B'Urcha. Rabbi Akiva was once traveling. Mata Lahim Masa. He came to a certain city, Bayu Shpiza, and he was looking for a place to stay. La Yavli, nobody wanted to take him in as a guest. Amar, he said, Kol da Avid Rachmana Latav, Azulu Baspadavri. He ended up sleeping in the fuck. Right? Well known story. He had a Tarnagoyla, he had a rooster, he had a chamar, he had a donkey, and he had a candle, Asazika. In the meantime, a wind came. Kavi l'shraga. It blew out the shraga. Asa shunra. A cat came. Achle l'tarnagoyla. It ate the rooster. Asa arye. A lion came. Achle l'chamra. He ate his chamar. Amar. And Rabbi Akiva said, Kol da'ovid rachmana l'tav. I know that everything the Eibishter does is all l'toyv. Bei belalia. That night, asa gaisa. Shavi l'masa. People came. These bandits showed up and they ransacked the city. Amar l'hu. They told Rabbi Akiva, Lav amri l'chu kol ma'ash oisa ha'kadosh baruch hu ha'kol l'toyv. So Rabbi Akiva turned to the oilam and he says, I told you, Kol Ma Da'ovid Rachmana L'Tav Ovid. Had I slept in the city, then I would have had the same problem. I would have ended up with the same fate they had. Not just that. If the Tarnagoylas would have been making noise, they would have found me. If the Chamor would have been braying, they would have found me. If I had a light, if there was a candle, they would have found me. So you see that everything that happened, every single thing, was Kol Ma Da'ovid Rachmana L'Tav Ovid. Rabbi Akiva was a Talmud of Nachum Ish Gamzu. It's a Gemara Masechtas Chagiga Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara says Chof Beis Shonim Shimesh Rabbi Akiva Nachum Ish Gamzu. And really, he was mekabel the derech of his Rebbe. The Rebbe was Nachum Ish Gamzu. The Talmud was Rabbi Akiva. And really, Rabbi Akiva was the protege of Nachum Ish Gamzu. He had taken upon this midah. But the Sfarim say that even though what Nachum Ish Gamzu's hanhaga and what Rabbi Akiva's hanhaga was seem to have been the same, and they're very, very similar. But really, if you investigate it a little bit more deeply, they're not the same thing. Nachum Ish Gamzu said, Gamzu L'Toyva. Rabbi Akiva would say, Kol Ma Da'ovid Rachmana. He would say, Kol Ma Da'ovid Rachmana L'Tav Ovid. It's essentially the same thing, but it's not really the same thing. If you take a look in the Sefer, one of the Pirushim on the Ein Yaakov, the Anaf Yosef, see, he says the Chilak. He says the chiluk is Kol Ma Da'ovid Rachmana L'Tav Ovid means that everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is for the good. What does that mean? It means right now something bad happened. Rabbi Akiva is looking for a place to sleep. He wants a bed to sleep in. Couldn't find a bed. It's not gishmak. There's nothing good about not having a bed to sleep in. But Rabbi Akiva understood Kol Ma Da'ovid Rachmana L'Tav Ovid, that even though this is not good, but there's a cheshbon, there's a big plan. One day, and we're going to see the big picture, we're going to see the plan, we're going to understand. Rabbi Akiva said, I know that there's a reason, it's there's a plan. It's not gishmak, but there's a plan. It wasn't gishmak when Rabbi Akiva lost his tarnago, when he lost his chamar, when Rabbi Akiva lost his candle, he didn't have anything anymore. Aber, lemaisa, this is probably a cheshbon. It's kedai for him to have to go through whatever agmas nefesh he's going through right now. Because at the end of the day, there's a light at the end of the tunnel. Something good at some point is going to come from it. And that was what Rabbi Akiva said. He said, Kol Ma Da'ovid Rachmana. He said, Kol Ma Da'ovid Rachmana is L'Tav Ovid. Gamzu L'Toyva, says Danaf Yosef, in his Pirush on the Ein Yaakov, is a higher Madrega. Gamzu L'Toyva means, it's not pshat, this is bad, but Don't worry, because something good's going to come from it. Gamzu l'toyva means this is good. You think it's bad. Abidos is good. It's not agmas nefesh. It's a good thing. This is a dover toyv. You think you know what's good and bad? Sometimes it's bad, but it's a hechatimtza for good. It is in of itself good. And that's the lashon of gamzu l'toyva. Gamzu l'toyva means that this itself is good. It's not that this is bad, but something good will come from it. Gamzu l'toyva means that this thing in and of itself is good. So I saw in the Sefer Menachem Meisher from the Lubavitcher Rebbe, and this is under the title, it's in Chelik Beis, and it's under the title Nochem Ish Gamzu v'Rabbi Akiva, but really it's a likud from different sichas that the Lubavitcher Rebbe apparently used to say over and over and over again. And he used to talk about this idea. He used to talk about the two tzaddikim that they both would say anytime they had adversity, anytime anything came in that direction, which was challenging, and they would be mekabelet. Nochem Ish Gamzu was mekabelet by saying Gamzu l'toyva. Rabbi Akiva was mekabelet by saying Kol Ma'ad Oved Rachmano L'Tav Oved. And he said this yesod that the Anaf Yosef says in his Pirush on Ein Yaakov, and that is Kol Ma'ad Oved Rachmano L'Tav Oved means that right now the person's experiencing something very, very bad. But at the same time, he can appreciate there's a cheshbin that HaKadosh Baruch Hu only does good for a person. So even though right now he's suffering, but he's suffering for a reason. There's a tachlis. There's a toyeles. Gamzu l'toyv is a hechre madrega. Gamzu l'toyv is a madrega where the person says, "Dos is oichet l'toyv. Gam is l'rabbis." Zu means you're looking it in the eye and you're saying, "Gamzu, this is also l'toyv." That even though it looks like it's not good, but really it's a davar toyv. So Lubavitcher Rebbe feared ois. This sicha that he would often say in a beautiful way. He said, look at them two maises that the Gemara brings. The Gemara brings a maisa with Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva used to always say, Kol Ma'ad Oved Rachmano L'Tav Oved. And the Gemara tells one story to demonstrate the point. There must have been many stories. This was Rabbi Akiva's motto. He would always say it. But the Gemara, in Masechtas Brachos, Daf Samech Amud Beis, tells one story. Kihod Rabbi Akiva, have a kazal b'urcha. Rabbi Akiva was once traveling and he wanted a place to sleep in and he couldn't find a place to sleep. And then he lost his donkey and he lost his rooster and he lost his candle and it was all bad. It was bad. Nothing was gishmak. L'mais Rabbi Akiva didn't have a place to sleep in that night. Rabbi Akiva didn't have his donkey, he didn't have his tarnagol, he didn't have his fire, and the next day he probably had to figure, it gives a chanetza, how he was going to put this all together again. So it wasn't good. A bad thing happened to Rabbi Akiva. Obervas et fashtanin kol mado avid rachman es l'tav avid. This probably a good cheshbin. The kachava, it was niskalat him. He was shown that there really was a good cheshbin. The cheshbin was that had he slept in a bed, he would have been in a room where he would have been attacked, and who knows what could have happened to the great Rabbi Akiva. And had he had his tarnagol and his chamor that were making noise, so these people would have found him, and if there was a light that was shining, they would have seen him, and as a result, he would have been in big trouble. So what happened was in itself bad. At its face was terrible, it was horrible. Abulamaisa, he saw that from the Dover Ra, a Dover Toiv came. In real time, it wasn't Geshmak, but a Dover Toiv came. What was the mice that the Gemara told with Nochem Ish Gamzu? Nochem Ish Gamzu had diamonds. And then the diamonds were taken away, and he ended up with Afar. And what did he say? He said, Gamzu L'Toiva. He was on the Madrega that he was able to say Gamzu L'Toiva. He shows up to the Roman Emperor, and he gives him the gift. And the gift is Afar. He opens it up. He says, Gamzu L'Toiva. I know, Gamzu L'Toiva. This is good. What does it mean, this is good? This is a dover toiv, it's not a dover ra. The kachava. Because what would have happened would he have had he given him diamonds? It would have been myrdi. Wow, he gave him diamonds. Very chashiv. So the Roman emperor would have had more diamonds to put into his vault and to put into his safe. What's a Roman emperor going to do with a few more diamonds, right? He doesn't need it. So it's very nice. He has a few more diamonds. He made a few more dollars. Very, very nice. But instead, you know what happened? He had this land that he couldn't defeat. And all of a sudden, he was given magical offer. It turned out the offer was much better than the diamonds. So it's not the pshat that a dover toiv came about as a result of it. Fakert, what he thought was a tzara was gamzu l'toiva. Nochem Ish Gamzu was on the Madrega of Gamzu L'Toiva. And because he was on the Madrega of Gamzu L'Toiva, Mida Keneged Mida, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, revealed himself in that way where he was able to see Gamzu L'Toiva. He was able to see that the offer is better than the diamonds. How could offer be better than diamonds? It has no Havana, right? Sometimes a person, you hear a tragedy, there's no Havana in the sugya. It has no pshat. What can be better with the offer over diamonds? It was better. It was the offer of Avraham Avinu. Let the Eibishter figure it out. It was better. You see, it was better. And that's the madrega that Nochemish Gamzu was on, and that's what was niskala to him. Nochemish Gamzu said Gamzu l'toivu. He understood the Dover Raz better than the Dover Toy. And that's the story that the Gemara tells. The story that the Gemara tells with Rabbi Akiva was Kefi Madregosoi. Rabbi Akiva's Madrega is a Madrega of Kol Mada Ovid Rachmana Latav Ovid. It's a different Madrega. It's not the same level. Nochemish Gamzu was the Rebbe. Rabbi Akiva was the Talmud. There was Yeridus Hadoris Kaviyochel from Nochemish Gamzu to Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Akiva's Madrega is an incredible Madrega. Obviously, Nishdez Alba Madrega. It's a Madrega that a Dovah Toiv is going to come from it. And it was Neskala to Rabbi Akiva just that. That you'll see, it looks like something bad happened, but a Dover Toiv is going to come out from this thing that you did. It's interesting. But there's a halach in Shulchan Aruch that's tucked away. It's an Aruch Chaim, it's Simin Reish Lamed, it's Sif Katan Hei, it's one line. La'olam yehei adam raga loymar kol mada avid rachmana latav avid. This is a halach in Shulchan Aruch. La'olam yehei adam raga loymar kol mada avid rachmana latav avid. I saw Rav Shlomo Kluger in his Haggais on Shulchan Aruch in Chachma Shlomo. He says, Tzorich Ion, the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. Why is the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch? L'hoylam yei adam raga loymar kol mada avid rachmana latav avid. Really, what the Shulchan Aruch should say is l'hoylam yei adam raga loymar gamzu l'tayva. Why are we picking the Lashon of Rabbi Akiva in Mesechtes Brachas Taf Samach? Why do we pick the Lashon of Nochemish Gamzu in Mesechtes Tainas Taf Chaf Aleph? Azoy freaked Rav Shlomo Kluger in his Chachma Shlomo. But the Teretz l'chayrus pashet. The Teretz is the Madrega of Nochemish Gamzu is a very, very high Madrega. That's a very, very high Madrega. For a person to be able to be at a point where Gamzu L'Toiva, that he can appreciate that this is even better than if the Dover Toiv would have happened to him, that's a very high Madrega. Abu Kinira, the Madrega of Rabbi Akiva, is an attainable Madrega. It's so attainable, it's Allah and Shulchan Aruch. La'oilam yehei adam raga loymar kol mada avid rachmana l'tav avid. And it sounds like that really the Avoida is to say it. La'oilam yehei adam raga loymar. Right, loymar? Say it. What, this is a din amira? You're making a neder? That's what it is. It's amira b'kedushin, areyat mekudesh asli. It's a din amira? It's a feeling. It's a hergish. It's a way to live life. The teretz is, it seems that the way for a person to be able to tap into that mindset is by saying it and by inculcating it and by drilling it in. But la'olam yehei adam raga loymar. That's what with teveya. With teveya loymar. A person should say it. Saying kasish kangel. La'olam yehei adam raga loymar. Kol ma'ad avid rachmanu l'tav avid. That's a madrega that maybe everyone shayach to. But either way, that's this idea. The madrega of Nochemish Gamzu, of Gamzu L'Toiv, the Madrega of Rabbi Akiva, of Koma Da'ovid Rachmana L'Tav Ovid, and the two stories, the Maisa that we learned in Tainus Chavalev, and the Maisa in Brachas Tav Samach, they bring out the essence of what these two Madregas are.